This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Agnes, middle initial M, like Margaret, Helton, H-E-L-T-O-N, date of birth 8/6/1954. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Helton, who was sent for an evaluation of worsening creatinine levels starting in April of this year. She did suffer a severe infection that was thought to be secondary to steroid injections she was receiving in the low back in 2015. There were infected vials of medication, and she received one of the bad batches and then developed sepsis, and she had osteomyelitis of the lumbar spine area. She was in the hospital several months and then required a month worth of rehabilitation before she was able to get out of the assisted living facility. And kidney function declined at that time, but it did worsen in 2024. She does have chronic low back and neck pain, chronic fatigue. She does have right-sided weakness after suffering a stroke. That has improved, although physical therapy really didn't do much for it, she reports, after she had the stroke. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no recent falls. But she does ambulate with canes at home. Generally, she is able to drive still and currently denies dizziness, no problems with dementia, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has intermittent problems with constipation, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema. She does have chronic anxiety with depression due to these chronic illnesses and severe illness that she's suffering from still. Past medical history is significant for chronic low back pain and chronic neck pain, and arthritis, generalized arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety with depression, insomnia, osteoporosis, history of anemia, and the severe staph infection that she acquired from her back injections in 2015 with the osteomyelitis and sepsis. A CVA with right-sided weakness, a history of esophageal ulcers, and a history of systemic lupus. Past surgical history, she had a partial hysterectomy, three right shoulder surgeries, and the final one was a right shoulder replacement, bilateral carpal tunnel release, bilateral bunionectomy, cervical spine fusion twice. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes or use electronic cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband, and she's a retired housekeeper. She was disabled prior to the severe back infection due to a work accident up in Clare many years ago. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, COPD, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin. Medications, she takes a multivitamin daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, nystatin powder, she applies that 2 to 3 times daily under both breasts when she has rash, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day, Paxil, 20 milligram daily, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, amlodipine is 2.5 milligram twice a day, and trazodone, 100 milligrams once daily. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam. Height is 60 inches, weight 107 pounds. Pulse 81, oxygen saturation 92% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, normal adult size cuff 118 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema, and no unusual rashes or lesions on the lower extremities. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done August 9th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.0, estimated GFR 26, 7/15 of 24, creatinine 1.65, GFR 33, 5/30 24, creatinine 1.57, GFR 35, 4/26 of 24, creatinine is 1.85, GFR 29, 4/6/23, creatinine 1.6, GFR 35, 2/16/23, creatinine 1.7, GFR 32. Then 8/9 of 24, normal electrolytes, calcium is 9.5, albumin 4.2, magnesium 1.8, phosphorus was 5.9. Going back further, we can see creatinine levels ranging between 1.3 to 1.6 in all the way from 2016 forward. And 5/30 of 24, hemoglobin is 12.7 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Last year analysis was done 9/27 of 23. That showed a UTI, and so it had protein and blood. And we do need to repeat that when she doesn't have a UTI. And kidney ultrasound was done 5/24 of 2022. Right kidney is 8.6 centimeters, and the left kidney is 7.6 centimeters. No evidence of hydronephrosis, cysts, or masses, but the kidneys were both small. And her echocardiogram was done 2/7 of 2023. It showed mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure of 45.1. An ejection fraction was 60, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, which started in 2015 after her severe staph infection from the steroid injections. And a history of anemia. Last hemoglobin was normal. We will repeat labs. We would like to do them monthly. She is going to attend a Kidney Smart class to learn more about dialysis. We do want her to follow a low-salt diet, and she will avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.